This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم وافتح علينا بمعرفة العلم وسهل أخلاقنا بالحلم وجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه اللهم اجعل أعمالنا خالصة لوجهك ولا تجعل فيها حظا لغيرك وصل اللهم على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I pray that everyone is well tonight and in good spirits by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was asked before starting to make some like a minute or two of adhkar. And I don't really have a nice dhikr voice, but anyways, bismillah, inshallah, let's get into it. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As per the instructions I've been given, I'm to introduce myself. My name is Zakaria Anika. A student of Darul Ulum al-Arabiyya al-Islamiyya, currently teaching at the same institute under the supervision and tutelage of Mawlana Taha Karan. Before that, I studied at Darul Na'im under the tutelage of Mawlana Ali Gowda, as well as I did a BSc degree at UCT some years ago, alhamdulillah, and alhamdulillah studies are continuing. But that's besides the point. Let's get into what we are for tonight, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, and that is to engage with the Qur'an. The niyyah of this program that's being hosted by Light Upon Light is that in this time of lockdown, in this time of confining ourselves to our homes, that we make the best of it. We want to encourage hope in people, inspire hope in people, rather than becoming depressed or feeling claustrophobic and that we find ourselves in dire straits, etc. Rather, we want to increase our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because an increased connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it naturally leads to one feeling full of hope, one feeling inspired, one feeling content. And that's what we're trying to build through this program, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. In addition to that, also, we just, one of the intentions of this program is to encourage people to use this period of time to prepare for the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is the month of the Quran. So what better way can we prepare for that month by actually engaging with some passages of the Quran by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, tomorrow night I think is Laylatul Nisr min Sha'ban. So we just have half a month left before Ramadan. You know, Allah alone knows what situation we'll find ourselves in then. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove from us this this difficult situation. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replace it with ease and moments in which we can come together as a Muslim ummah again. We can be in each other's company. It's difficult for me teaching a class online without engaging with anybody in front of me. There's something special that is in the bonds, the physical bonds of people and how their souls connect in that space. But we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replicate that in the situation via the means that we have available to us. We are trying our best, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So the section of the Quran that I intend to focus on tonight, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, is a section from Surah Ar-Rum. Surah Ar-Rum is a Meccan surah, and it gets its name from a passage at the very beginning where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala predicted that that the Romans would conquer the Persians. In fact, this doesn't really relate to the passage and the lessons I want to derive, but just for some background information, the mushrikeen of Mecca, the polytheists of Mecca, Christians of Rome, were overpowered by the fire worshippers. The polytheists of Mecca then used this as an opportunity to, like, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then prophesied that joy for the believers siding with polytheists. 33 till verse 2 is in 41, bi-idhnillah. Then in the word translation of the verse, ta'ala. On these verses, subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ba'da a'udhu billahi, Masan nasa durrun da'au rabbanhu rahmah, Thummiqum minhum, this is, Wa'idha. But yes, like a conditional. Literally, it means to touch. Something extremely light. Allah says, and when a furun is like difficulty, adversity, hard, rabbahum, what do they do? Da'ud. Munibina ilayh. And they are ones who repent, or they call upon him whilst turning back to him. And then Allah says, thumma, idha, again, adhaqas from the fourth bab. On the first bab, it means that something. When he, Allah, causes them adversity, when Allah causes them to taste, what happens then? So when adversity befell, then when Allah causes them to taste, bi rabbihim yushrikun, Allah says, idha, behold, fariqum minhum, fariqun, bi rabbihim, with their Lord. I'm just going to go over that verse again. Allah says, whilst repenting to him, behold, a party of them ascribe partners to their Lord. Subhanahu wa ta'ala uses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a little bit of adversity befalls them. But in the one case, then what do they do? Now they start ascribing partners to Allah. Allah says, liyakfuru, that lamb, word, that lamb can be understood, li, so that, or they are ungrateful. Atainahum, ata, yu'ti means. So Allah says, result of that, or via gave them in the first place, that rahmah that he allowed them to taste. Fatamatta'u. So, enjoy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Fatamatta'u. It says, if Allah's command, Fasawfa ta'alamun. Just give me a second, I think we're having a technical problem. If I'm just must, this is fatamatta'u. Maybe I must just try and